الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب الله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل.
قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن يريد إصلاحا يوفق الله بينهما اللهم صل على محمد wa ala Muhammad. I have recited a verse from chapter number 4 from Surah Nisa, verse number 35, which says that if between wife and husband comes any kind of a problem, comes any kind of misunderstanding, they should pick or hire a judge, one judge from the side of a man, one judge from the side of a woman. And if these judges, they desire to make a settlement, if these judges desire to make any kind of a peace, God says that I will help these judges. This verse gives the message of a peace. It means Islam is the giving message of a peace, is giving the message of making a good life, is giving message of having a good life. Our topic is solving the problems between, problems of the family, giving a solution of the problem of a family. Problems between mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, sometimes these problems with sister-in-law, brother-in-law, so the family problems. Many people in the world, they are facing problems. And especially the family problems are the serious and very important. We should understand how problems are going to be created. We should understand how the problems are going to come. Then we go through the solutions and to solution to find them and to solve our problems. Today I'm giving you the research which is going to get now in biggest university of the world. The title of the research, and this research has become one of the department of the universities. The title of the research is psychoneuroimmunology. Psycho comes from the psychology and nervous system of the body, and immunology is the immunology system of the body. And now this system, this research, which has come now department in biggest universities, Islam has given message 1,400 years ago, and now these researches are going to be done in big universities, and now they reached such a results which Islam gave long time back. What this research says, that if any kind of a problem, and especially if anyone is thinking negatively, means the negative thoughts, if anyone is going to have negative thought, he or she is creating T cells. Allahu Akbar, what T cells are? T cells is the base, or T cells which led the cancer. You see, in a family, suppose if a daughter-in-law, in a family, suppose if a mother-in-law or anyone in a family, he or she is thinking negatively, has got negative thoughts, he or she himself or herself is creating cancer for him or herself. So it's a very dangerous. And that's why Islam, Allahu Akbar, you see Islam what says? Islam says, we have a tradition from the Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that if you've got any misunderstanding, if you've got any kind of a wrong thought, first think 70 times positively. Somebody comes and say you something negative, don't go directly, don't say that, oh yeah, he or she is like this. No. Islam says, the Prophet says, think 70 times first positive, and then that you won't reach then. So Islam says, don't think negative. So now research says that if anyone is going to think negatively, he or she is creating T cells. And then says, if anyone has got a positive thoughts is one of the healthiest person in the world. You suppose, you know, you've got a guest at your home. When a guest comes to your home, you welcome him or her. He or she feels happy. When you go to someone's house, that host welcomes you, you become happy, right? When you become happy, energy comes up. Your good cells come up. You create your good cells. Good cells make you happy. Today, might it comes a question in your mind that how we understand. You see, as I said, that our topic is solving the problem of a family, huh? It's a really important topic. If at a family, if we understand someone is a negative, has got a negative thought, how we understand he or she has got a negative thoughts? If we understand first, then we give the solution. Huh? When you go to doctor, first he will diagnose you. He will find that what disease you've got, what problem you do have. Then he or she, doctor, will write a remedy for you, then you will go to buy and have it, right? First, we have to understand the disease. At home, while mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, huh? While anyone has got a problem, we have to understand who has got a negative thought. How we understand that he or she has got a negative thought? I'm gonna give you the formula. If we get this formula in your mind and match that person with this formula, and according to this formula, you can find out he or she has got a negative thoughts first. So when you will understand, then you will go for the solutions, right? What the formula is? Number one. Formula number one. Formula number one is, see white dots or light dots among the dark dots. It means, see if a person who has got loss in his business, in her business, or any kind of thing, still he or she is having any kind of a positive points from that or not. Suppose a person, he has got a loss, 100% loss in his business. This will help me. When he or she says like this, be sure that this person is positive thinker. This person has got a positive thoughts. Formula number one. Now, this example, you can come into your home. Suppose mother-in-law, has given a small house to her son, means to her daughter-in-law to live in. It's a separate house, but it's small, it's dirty, it's not clean. It should be not like this. Mother-in-law should help more. But suppose in a case that mother-in-law has given such a house to daughter-in-law to her son to live in. So now, this daughter-in-law, if this daughter-in-law says that, oh, thanks God, we've got a house. Okay, that was a very small. That was a very dirty, and not very good looking, not in a good shape. But I'm happy because, my husband is happy, because we've got a job, for example, here. It's like very close to our work. It's a very close to our family relatives. I'm easy to go there to meet them. So if she says like this, be sure that she's a positive thinker. She's not creating any kind of T cells. So this one, formula number one. Formula number two. What is the formula number two? Formula number two is that if a person who is a negative thought, has got a negative thought, he always blames others. Become angry, he says, my wife makes me angry, my wife made me angry. If he or she is blaming others because of his or her anger, because of his or her any kind of mistake, be sure that he or she is a negative thinker. Because he or she is not accepting that, okay, it's my mistake. You see, anger, okay, somebody makes you angry, but where's your control? Where's your personality? The man says that I am the controller of a house, huh? He's the chief of the house, he's the, man of the house. So where is his, all this stamina, all his energy, all his power? If he's got a really power, then he should control his anger also, huh? So he cannot control himself. Anger controls this person. And he's blaming others that my wife made me angry, my child made me angry. So this case comes at home. the man is working outside. When he comes back, well, the wife says something, any kind of a topic, any kind of a thing, well, he becomes angry. Why did you become angry? Well, my wife said like this. So you could, well, come down. You could control yourself. So these two formulas, if we keep these two formulas in our mind, we can compare old people with these formulas, and we come to know that he or she is a negative thinker or the positive thinker. So this is the first step. When we come to know that he or she is a negative thinker, then we will go to the solutions. Islam says, you see, Islam is giving you lessons from the first to think positive. You see, our problems of the family when it starts, huh? Our problem of the family starts when we marry. When a girl is going to marry, well, the family, well, in-laws is going to be, well, it starts, then the problem sometimes starts. When a boy is going to marry, then in-laws comes, well, maybe sometime it makes problem. So after marriage is going to be problem, right? What Islam says, Allahu Akbar, Islam says that when you are going to marry, it means you are going to have a father-in-law, right? Islam says the father-in-law, imagine that this father-in-law is like your own father. When you will think that he is your own father, you will respect your father-in-law like your own father. From the first, you see, Islam is giving you best from the first, the positive thinking. It's giving the best of a positive thoughts. It's a tradition from the Prophet that says, Al-Aba'u Thalatha. Al-Abun, Abun Wuladak, Abun Zawwajak, Abun Allamak. Abun Wuladak, your own father. Zawwajak, a person who gives you daughter. And Allamak, a person who teach you any kind of thing. Well, maybe he's giving you lesson of a practical, well, any kind of a mechanical, practical life lessons. Or any kind of a teaching that he's going to give you, he's your teacher. So suppose that he is your own father. So you see, Islam is giving the best of a positive thinking. Islam is giving the best of a positive thoughts. So when you think like this, you will not imagine and you will not create any kind of a, and you will not say a words that you say should, that you sometimes some people they say. When you count father-in-law like your own father, you will respect him like your own father. And the last point today I want to give you, that we have a three type of fathers, or three groups of the father. I gave you formulas that you kept in your formulas in your mind, and then Islam said that you count your father-in-law like your own father. Now divide all these fathers into three categories, three groups. One of the group of the father, parents, are they want to help children, well, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, their own children, and they know how to help them also. Group number one, they want to help and they know how to help our children, our family. How, for example, I give you, you see, I'm talking to all father-in-laws, all fathers. After when you give your daughter to someone, after a short period you go and ask your son-in-law that is he happy or satisfied with the daughter or not. It's a sunnah from the Prophet, peace upon him. After marriage of Fatimah Zahra salamullah alayha with Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet went to his house, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam house, and asked Imam Ali, hey Ali, are you happy with Fatimah Zahra? Well, answer you know, surely. So the Prophet went to ask, to teach us, to give us lesson, that father-in-laws, after marriage, after a short time, you should go and ask your son-in-law that, well, is he happy with your daughter or not? Maybe he's got a problem. If he's got a problem and you know how to solve, then solve the problem. So this is one group. One group was that parents, they want to help the children and they know how to help. The other group is that parents who want to help children, but they don't know how to help. So what happens? They create problems. They put the wood into fire. The fire becomes more. For example, what? You know, sometimes, well, the problems comes. Daughter-in-law, wife leaves the house and comes back. to her mother's house. When she comes back, the mother saw, oh, my daughter has come back, she started to ask, what happened? Well, wife, daughter start to say that, oh, my husband is like this. Well, nothing happens. But she's just angry and she's not happy. She says something, mother becomes more unhappy. Mother becomes, gets more fire. More fire than the daughter. Daughter said, my husband like this. Oh, he's like this. Well, let me to go and I will just talk to him. Why? Let me to go, I will say to him. It's not like this. Just know when she's coming back, first calm her. That, okay, don't worry. And ask then details, not just listen one side, no. Listen from both sides. Listen, okay, tell me from the morning till now what you did. She will say that, okay, in the morning my husband went out, then I was at home, then I was doing this, and my husband came back home, and I said like this, he becomes angry, and he said me like this. So when you will understand, when you will ask with the ins and the outs, the details, then you will come in to judge. Not one side, your daughter says like this, you say, okay, let me to go and I'll talk. No, it's wrong. Huh? It's wrong. And sometimes what happens, daughter-in-law comes. Mother-in-law says and asks, for example, daughter-in-law, that, oh, your clothes are very beautiful. How much did you buy this? Well, daughter-in-law says, first she thinks that my mother-in-law likes my clothes. It's very good, beautiful, comes on me. She says, well, I bought 50,000 tuman, or $50,000, for example. It's very expensive, 50,000 tuman. Huh? So the mother-in-law becomes angry. Oh, your clothes, 50,000 tuman. Huh? It's very expensive. Now she wants to help, and she wants to give the lesson. Where did you buy, for example, this clothes, 50,000 tuman? It's very expensive. You could buy the same clothes, for example, with a 20,000 tuman. Huh? And this shop that you went to buy, it was very expensive shop. You could buy, for example, the same clothes with a low quality, for example, with a little change from this shop with a 20,000 tuman. And she wants to help to save their money. She doesn't want to interrupt. She thinks that she's not interrupting, but it's interrupting. Then she's, it's a bad clothes, very expensive clothes. Where did you buy this clothes? Then she becomes angry, then says to her son, that why did you buy this clothes for your wife? Why did you take her to this shop? She becomes angry. She doesn't understand that this interruption. Islam says that encourage your children to buy a gift for their wives. And encourage your daughters to buy a gift for their husbands. It's a vice versa. She's not teaching. She's not giving a lesson to her daughter or to her son that, oh, it's good that you buy this clothes. It's very good. She becomes angry. Or one another example, sometimes, after marriage, some couples, they want to go for, honeymoon. Very good example. Honeymoon. We are in a mashad, alhamdulillah. For example, a couple can have honeymoon also here, or around here. It's a very, honor place to have, the mashad and Imam Raza's mausoleum. But maybe, they've been here, they are from mashad, they like to go to another city. It's not a bad. They go to another city. When they come back, the mother-in-law is in full fire. It's become fire, ball of the fire. Where did you go this? Where did you go there? Where did you go there? Where you spend this amount of money?
And if you bring the gifts, they will not tell
anything. Yeah. So, you see, it's not good. It's the starting of life. Okay, they've spent money. You should help them, but not like this way that you are become the fire of the ball. That why did you do this? They become, they are happy to see you, but you made them angry. You make them angry. So, I think today is enough. As I said, the three groups, two groups. I said one parent.
The person they start the life and with the fight.
With the fight. Then next you don't have any fights, huh? Well, Islam says start your life with happiness, and has taught us and gave us good lessons. So the last, so two groups I said, one group they want to help children and they know how to help, and I gave examples. The another group was that they want to help their children but they can't help, they don't know how to help. The last group that alhamdulillah we didn't have, but the group is that the parents after marriage of children, they intend to break their lives. Any kind of reason comes, maybe the mother-in-law is not happy with the daughter-in-law, well, she's got a jealous or any kind of reasons, but she has decided to break them. And they should know their place on the Day of Judgment is hell. Because they are driving them, they are giving them wrong way. And they like to break their lives, that Islam doesn't say at all. So, inshallah, next session, we will talk about how to help children. Where is the interruption and where is the help? And where is the help and where is the help is interruption? Because some people they think it's helping, but it's not helping, it's interruption. Next session, we will talk about this. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.